every Monday through Friday at this time, featuring Judy Johnson, Richard Hayes, Ray Blockin' Orchestra, yours truly Levi, and tonight's special guest, Lawrence McMichael and John Gibson. And here's your host, Robert Hughes.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our show. There are two very nice...
What are you peeking for?
There are two very nice young people up here.
They have been having a very educational period here.
Tell me...
Your name, please.
Gordon. John S. Gordon.
John S. Gordon. Where are you from, John?
New York.
What do you do, John?
I'm in the Air Force.
You're in the Air Force? You are defending me? You know, John, I'm sure you're very fine. What is your rating, your rank?
I'm second.
I beg your pardon?
I'm second.
You're a second airman.
Well,
someday you'll be a first airman, and then you'll really fly. John, are you married?
No.
But I noticed you were interested in this lady over here.
Huh? No.
No?
He's not real. That's why he's second, do you think? What prize do we have for John here? Whatever your name is. You're Andre...
Castellanos.
Yes, of course you are. What what prize do we have, Miss Castellanos?
Lily Pons. Now we have this box of chocolates. Very
there chocolate. You are, John. I hope you'll munch on those. It's better than that stuff you get in the Air Force, really. Now you, my dear, you, my pretty, you luscious thing, are you... Uh-oh, what's that? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
You're what? What do you mean? What do you mean, I don't like a girl like that. You pay her a lovely compliment, she says, mm-hmm. What's that?
Thank you.
For what?
For the compliment.
Not at all. Would you like some more? What? Have I told you yet that you're beautiful?
Not yet.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
And you're from where?
Roanoke, Virginia.
And you're single, of course?
No.
Have I told you you're not... Have I told you you're not so beautiful? Especially if your husband's here. Is he here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I don't find her attractive at all. What is your name?
Barbara Williams.
Barbara, what are you doing in New York?
Vacationing.
Having a good time?
Wonderful.
Good. Where's Mr. Williams? Whoops, there he is. Oh, he's close, isn't he? Been nice talking to you, Barbara. What prize do we have for Barbara?
Yeah, the crystal decanter of my fabulous French fragrance.
There you are, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. This is a wonderful feeling for people in our business. They plug along, try to get some kind of a break, and all of a sudden it happens. This is just a case of a young man called Bob Crewe. Bob, let's... Let's have a song out of you. Are you game?
Well, I'd love to do a real old favorite of mine.
Come on, what is it?
Sing You Sinners.
Yeah, we got him here tonight. Go on, sing to him.
Brothers and sisters, my sermon today. Sing all your troubles away. Brothers and sisters, don't you delay. Sing all your troubles away. 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 You sinners, drop everything. Let that harmony ring. Hop to heaven and sing. Sing, you a sinner. Wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Let that music run out. Sing, you sinner. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river sticks. You're wicked and you're brave, and you all misbehave. If you want to be saved, sing, you sinner. Whenever there's music, there's devil kicks. Cause he don't allow no music by the river Styx. Your wicked and you're brave, and you've always behaved. And if you wanna be saved, sing, 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 you
Bob Crewe. Very good, Bob. Thank you very much. Come back and visit us soon again. Good luck on the new Carl record. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you've all anxiously been awaiting this next feature of our program, one in which we try to delve into the minds of various people visiting with us here in the studio as we do from week to week on the broadcast. So once again, I'm not well. Our public service feature. The People Speak. The People Speak, a democratic forum dedicated to vital issues of the day in the true tradition of Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln. Our question this evening is, where did we get this new music? But let's change that question and ask... Oh, you don't watch for the cuts in the ad-libs, do you, Ray? Let us... Our question is, do you think June is the most romantic month for marriage? Now, grasping my portable microphone firmly in my portable hand, let us walk into our portable studio audience and let the people speak for themselves. Oh, here in the first aisle. You, sir, you with the sealskin spats. Those lovely bell-bottom gym bloomers. Yes, you, sir. Would you please tell us who you are?
Monsieur, with the greatest of pizza pie. My name is Barry Fitzgerald.
Your name is Barry Fitzgerald?
That's my stage name. My real name is Carlo Vino. And back in Italy, I'm a very extinguished actor. Yeah. You remember the screwball in the Macbeth?
Why, yes.
I was the meatball in A Way of All Flesh.
Yes.
I'm a very versatile paisan.
Yes, I'm sure you are. That's a nice show, too, Paisan to Paisan. Ed Morrow, do you know that one? Mr. Vino, I'm sure you're a most talented performer.
Oh, you bet you bottom quesadilla. Right now, I'm trying to get on a high-class dramatic show like Ominous. Oh, boy.
You was a writer the first time. I'm in a bus.
That was a very funny joke.
Yeah.
And I want to be in a love scene with somebody like the great actress Tallulah Bankhamite.
Bingo. You should have read it. All right.
My favorite role is Camille's lover, Hershey.
Oh, now, just a moment, Mr. Vino. I don't like to interject myself at a time like this and embarrass you in front of all these people. But may I point out, sir, that Camille's lover was not named Hershey. Camille's lover is Armand.
You got him, kid. Armand the Hershey.
Oh, no.
Ain't that the nut?
That's the nut, yes.
I'm going to make a heart to stop a lover boy, Goomba. Right now, I'm in love with Angelina Lollapalooza. I kiss the ground that she walks on.
Now, just a moment, sir. You are exaggerating. You kiss the ground she walks on.
Why not? It's better than kissing her.
May I take it that Angelina is not attractive?
Well, she's got a, what do you call, a UN face.
A UN face?
It's all there, but it just can't seem to get together.
A UN face. I like a little applause for that one. We worked very hard on that. I take it, you're not thinking of getting married.
Married? What do you think I am, a yo-yo?
Yes. No, frankly, I don't think marriage is bad. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of marrying myself.
I beg your parmesan, Wallio. What's the last thing you just say?
I'm sorry, I'm perhaps not speaking plainly enough. I said I'm thinking of marrying myself.
Wouldn't you be better off marrying a woman?
No. Look, I'll give it some thought. Meanwhile, Senor, would you give some thought to our question tonight? Tell me, do you think June is the most romantic month for marriage?
Mashu! Once I almost get to marry in June while I was a semaphore at the Roberto Rossellini University.
You were a semaphore. My gracious, how nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
A Goomba of mine fixing me up with a blind date. It was a June. And suddenly I think maybe I married the signorina. He told me she was a combination of a Grace Kelly, Anita Ekberg, and a Gina Lola Brigida, all rolled into one.
Well, tell me, was she a combination of Grace Kelly, Anita Ekberg, and Gina Lola Brigida, all rolled into one?
Yeah, she weighed 340 pounds.
Thank you, Carlovino. Oh, let me wander around here. Let me see, we must have someone else. Oh, here's a lovely lady. You, my dear, you with the laminated Levi's, the open-toed paratrooper boots, and that lovely low-cut rubber apron. I wonder, you do look lovely tonight. May we have your name, please?
I'm Madame Zenobia Poncel, the famous opera singer. And may I say, I've appeared with some of the funniest comedians in radio. Bob Hope, Jack Benny, Red Skelton.
Robert Q. Lewis.
Don't change the subject.
Never mind. Madame Poncel, we are delighted to have you here. We know you by reputation. My gracious, you were at the Metropolitan for so many years. Cavalleria Rusticana, Rigoletto, Il Trovatore, La Forza del Destino.
Young man, you keep cursing me in Italian. I'll give you a belt in the Bridgeworth.
You don't understand. Oh, well, never mind. Madame, I know a great number of singers spend a lot of time abroad. Can you tell us something about your background?
Well, I spent 4 years in Italy.
4 years in Italy?
Came back a master sergeant.
No. I don't think you're following me, and may I say I'm glad. No, what I'm trying to find out, madame, is how came back a man. How did you first get interested in music?
Well, on my 16th birthday, my father put a Caruso record in my bustle.
Just a minute. He put a Caruso record in your bustle?
Oh, he wanted to have me a musical background.
Oh, it's a grand night for singing. Well, good old dad. When did you make your debut?
At 18, I made my debut. I was a beautiful girl. Yes. I looked just like Jane Mansfield. Mm. Oh, here's a picture of me. I certainly was ship-shaped.
Mm, I should say. I wouldn't mind being that destroyer's escort. Oh, Madame Poncel. Well, now, what was the most exciting night in your fantastic career?
Well, let me see. It was 5 years ago, opening night at the Met. I'd studied for months with the world-famous voice coach, Vacciamara Mozzarella.
Oh, yes, Jackie Gleason's teacher.
Oh, he's that fat fellow, isn't he?
That's the one.
Well, anyway, there it was, the big Metropolitan Opera House premiere performance, The Barber of Seville. And as I rushed out for the opening scene, my girdle accidentally got caught on a nail backstage.
Oh, my gracious, what happened?
Well, I sang the first two choruses from the balcony. Well, I didn't stop bouncing until the end of the second act.
Yes, I do. Who can forget that unforgettable evening? My gracious, you were well known for your zing. Well, now, Madame Poncel, may we get to our question of a bustle in the back, Master Sergeant. May we get to our question of the evening? Do you feel that June is the most romantic month for marriage?
Well, to me, the month isn't important. It's the man.
I see. And what is the first thing you look for in a man?
Appearance? Yes, and the sooner the better.
Thank you, Zenobia Poncel. I think we have time for one more. What are the odds? Now, let me see. Oh, here's a fella. What a bruiser. A real he-man's he-man. Gee, excuse me, sir. I don't like to, you know, butt in like, but anyone ever tell you that you're more massive than John Wayne, more muscular than Burt Lancaster, more rugged-looking than Rocky Marciano?
How about that?
Yeah. I wonder, would you tell us who you are, sir?
My name is Two Gun Winkle. I'm a gangster. May I sit down? I feel pooped.
You do look a little bit peaked.
On the way to the studio tonight, I bent over and picked up a lady's handkerchief. I think I drained myself.
Just a moment, sir. I mean, a lady's handkerchief. That isn't heavy.
Well, this one had a monogram on it.
But still.
Three initials.
Three initials. You poor man. Open your shirt. Unloosen your tie. It is so warm in here. May I open a window, sir? Does this hot air bother you?
No, go right on talking.
Yeah. I'll forget that. Look, two guns. Just a moment or so ago, sir, you mentioned the fact that you were a gangster. Tell me, are you a real rough, tough hoodlum?
Oh, yes, indeedy. But I don't really enjoy robbing and shooting people.
Well, then why do you do it?
Well, it keeps me out of mischief. That's why, silly.
Yes, I understand. You know, one thing I'd like to ask, looking at you, two gun, do you really carry two guns?
Those bulges on my hip weren't put there by Schraff's malted. And Criminelli... Oh, excuse me. I forgot their lady's present.
Well, that's all right. Go right ahead.
Yes. I'm a real desperado. I remember once I drank down 6 double shots of egg cream on the rocks. No chaser.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my. And feeling no pain, I broke into a warehouse and stole 10,000 hot water bags.
But just a moment. I mean, why on earth, Two Gun, would you want 10,000 hot water bags?
My feet were cold.
Oh, you are a sly one, Two Gun. As a matter of fact, I would almost relish being held up on a dark evening by you, sir. Now the time has come to answer our question of the evening. Tell me, Two Gun, do you think June is the most romantic month for marriages?
Good gracious, Daruba Rosa, yes.
Thank you, Two Gun Winkle. And there you have heard the people speak. There you go. Now, let's see. Our mail has been piling up again. I'd like to take this time here, moment if I may, to answer some of the more urgent letters from our fans. Have a letter here from Mrs. Thomas Moore of Tulsa. She says, I always marvel at Lee Vine's wonderful diction. I think he is the perfect announcer. He never seems to get tongue-tied. I'd like to know what words are the toughest for him to say. Well, I know Lee Vines pretty well. I've worked with him for a long time. I guess about the toughest words for him to say are, I'll take the check, Wade. Hope that answers you, Mrs. Moore. I have one here from, let me see. This is from Mrs. Loretta Morgan of Baltimore, who writes, I have always loved listening to your show, and I wonder if you could settle an argument for me. My husband says all those funny things you say on the show are written for you. But I say you ad-lib them. Who's right? Well, as a matter of fact, you are, Mrs. Morgan. I thought the fact that everything I did was ad-lib was perfectly oblivious. Gee, I wish those guys would learn to spell. Raymond, let's get out an old song by Billy Jerome and Jimmy Monaco, or Monaco. It's called Row, 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 Go, Go, Go. Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a float. He had girlies on the shore, I want to learn this, sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know, his steady girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, she'd jump in his boat and they would spoon. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd kiss her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him, teleprompter. He'd fool around, and then they'd kiss again. And then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, row, row. Right in his boat he had a cute little seat, and every kiss he stole from Flo was so sweet. And he knew just how to row.
He was a rowin' Romeo. He knew an island where the trees were so grand. He knew just when to land. Then tales of love he'd tell to blow until it was time for them to go. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around and fool around and... and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars out of sight of the shore. The boat he'd ignore, he'd take an encore. And then he'd row, row, row.
Thank you very much. I'll play, Ray. I love you.
And the cool men of the orchestra with a thing called Leave Us Leave. And incidentally, these boys really know how to keep cool. You take Toots Mondello and all the boys. They spend the afternoon, you see, in the cocktail lounge around Pachari's. It's a little salon they go to. And it works. By the time they come to rehearsal, a couple of them are so cool, they're practically stiff. It's really a wonderful way they have of keeping cool. Tootsie, yeah. Would you like to sing a chorus of When My Baby's... Oh.
Remember, Robert Q and his whole gang will be back next week, so don't forget to be around when next it's time for the Robert Q. Lewis Show.
Robert Q. Lewis Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.